God is good to us, and he's good to us all times. Amen. We are kept by the power of God. We look at the greatness and the goodness of his blessings and the demonstration of the power of God. And we can find that regardless what goes on in our life, if we'll put our faith and our trust in a powerful, on-time God, everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right, but we got to put our trust and our faith in him. You can turn your Bibles to Ephesians, the first chapter, and I'm going to have several verses of scripture throughout. And it's nothing new. It's things that we've heard. In fact, I'm just going to use one verse here in Ephesians, first chapter, the 19th verse. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according of his mighty power? We know that God is a powerful God. And Jesus said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. He's a God of power. There's still wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. We find that does not get old, and it does not lose value, and it does not lose strength or power, but we know that there's wonder-working power today in the blood of the Lamb. In order for us to advance in his grace and achieve the power, the victory over Satan and sin today, and to witness for Christ, we first have to have the power of God present in our life. We've got to have the power of God within us. He dwells in us. He doesn't move upon us. He's not dwelling in this building. He has chose us as the temple of God. This is where God lives. He lives within us, and the power of God is present in our life, then we're going to be able to witness properly for him. And we're going to be able, you say, well, I'm shy and I can't do anything. You'd be amazed just what your life, the way you live your life, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you react, the way that you live your life is demonstrating forth the power of God. That's the reason we need to realize that we do have power over the power of sin. We've got power over all the power of the enemy. We need to realize this and demonstrate it in our life continually, because there's people that are watching us that are waiting to see how you're going to react in a situation, or how you're going to go forth when things aren't so easy and aren't so good for you, how, if you're going to keep the faith or not. But I find that according to the power, that his mighty power that is working in us. And 1 Peter 1 and 5 says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We are kept by faith, and believers that are kept by the faith of the power of God against the forces of evil that seek to destroy their lives and their salvation in Christ. And we have a real enemy out there that is seeking to destroy if he possibly can. That's one reason you go through test after test, trial after trial. The enemy wants you to fall, but I find out that if you'll realize that you're kept by the power of God, and it's through faith. God keeps us. He keeps us. We are being kept by his grace through our faith. We've got to believe that we've got the power to withstand the powers of the enemy. Thus, a living faith in Christ as Lord and Savior is our responsibility in maintaining God's continual protection. It's our faith in God, believing for a continual protection against the powers of the enemy. We've got to believe that he is. The Bible said without faith it's an impossibility to please God. We first got to believe that God is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We've got, even though we are kept by the power of God, there are things that we have to do. We have to exercise our faith. And know that we know that we know that we're being kept by the power of God. It's not us, but it's the power of God working in us that has given us the strength and the victory over the power of the enemy. We can do nothing within ourselves, but then again, I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. So we've got to have faith in the Word of God. We've got to have faith in the power of God that He is going to keep us and He's going to raise us up, and we're going to be able to maintain this continual protection of God's power operative in our life. And all we have to do is put our faith and our trust in Him. It seems sometimes the enemy would like for you to make it think it's so hard. It's just a tough old way and it's hard and how are we ever going to make it? But you know what? I don't find it to be hard. I find the ways of a transgressor. The Bible says the ways of a transgressor are hard. But I find that we're kept by the power of God. So sometimes we make our trials a lot longer than they need to be. Sometimes we allow things to get heavier in our life than what it ever needs to be. Because we need to exercise the Word of God, the faith in the power of God. I find right in the midst of the storm, He'll speak peace right in the midst of your storm. He'll speak peace when you realize that, hey, He's a God of all power. All power has been given. Jesus said, all power's been given unto me in heaven and in earth. So He's a God of all power. Everything is subject unto the power of God, and we can bring every thought. The Bible said we can bring every thought under subjection to the power of God. We, when our mind is going, and this is the battleground, this is where our battles begin, is in the mind. In the mind, we things will come against our mind, come against our spirit. If we'll renew our mind by realizing that, hey, I've got the power, I've got the strength, I've got the victory inside of me to overcome every obstacle that is placed before me. I've got the strength, I've got the power, I've got the victory to put it all under my feet and keep on marching. When this song doesn't say when the saints come dragging in, it says when the saints come marching in. Hallelujah. We put the devil under our feet and we walk on in the demonstration of the power of God, because when we realize and we think about the greatness of the power of God, we realize, man, there was a time when I was nothing. There was nothing at all. And by the spoken word, He created. He created. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He created all these worlds, these universe, the planets, the everything. He just created out of nothing. I'm telling you, He can still take nothing and make something powerful out of that. He took a nobody like me. He took nothing and made me into a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He took nothing. When you look at yourself and you look where you were and how that the blood of Jesus, how the power of God changed your world. I mean, He changed my whole world. Hallelujah. My life is nothing compared to what it used to be. He changed my whole world. He gave me a new life. He gave me a new place to live. Hallelujah. I'm no longer longer struggling in life, but I walk in the demonstration of the power of God. I walk with His mighty hand upon my life. This power is an activity, manifestation, and strength of the Holy Spirit working within us as faithful believers. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. In fact, I'm going to read those scriptures this morning, even though you've heard them over and over. It's found in Romans 8:11. I find that the word will strengthen us, the word will keep us, the word will encourage us. Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse, it said, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you." You can't even comprehend. You can't even begin to imagine with the greatest imagination you have how that somebody that was beating and beaten and so his body in such shape that it said it was not comely that anybody would look upon him, and they put him in a tomb. They rolled that stone up to the door, and here he is dead. Hallelujah. Can you in your mind even comprehend the power of God that was made manifest that raised Jesus from the dead? My, that was some powerful act that took place that day. And the Bible tells us that same Spirit, if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, if we just exercise the power of God that is within us, we can put the devil to flight. We can put him under our feet, and we can live victorious at all times. Now, as I said, different places, I've testified, I've kind of made people upset at me, because I believe you can live victorious 7 days a week. I really believe that with all of my heart and with all of my soul. I've been through some pretty terrible things, and I have found out that in the midst of it all, that I had victory. I found out that when I was sick, even though I was sick, I found out that He was the power that was keeping me. Hallelujah. All I had to do was rely upon the power of God that was keeping me. Hallelujah. Regardless of the circumstance I went through, I realized, hey, I was coming through this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. I find right in the midst of all my troubles, right in the midst of my enemies, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I find out, regardless what I'm going through, what my need might be, I found out that my God shall supply all of my need according to His riches that are in glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm not looking to the flesh. I'm not looking to myself. I'm not looking to me, but I'm looking to that God part of me. I'm looking to the one that I belong to. Hallelujah. He bought me. My life is not my own. He said, "Don't you know I bought you? I purchased you. Your life is no longer your own, but you belong to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords." He said He would quicken our mortal bodies. It says, "Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We are the children of God. So he's going to protect his own. He's going to look after his own. But there's something that is required of us. And it's required that we walk by faith. It's required that we put our faith and our trust in an almighty God, a God that is powerful, a God that has the power to raise the dead, a God that has power to quicken our mortal bodies, a God that understands everything that you go through. He knows where you are. He knows your cares. He knows your questions, and he's got all the answers. So all we need to do is ask of him and put our faith and trust in him. It's by faith. The just shall live by their faith, not by sight, not by what we feel. We've got to, even when we're praying, we've got to go a little beyond this natural man. We've got to see by eyes of faith. We got to get a glimpse into the spirit realm. We've got a glimpse into the spirit world. And that's the way that we obtain our faith and we obtain the power of God, that regardless what the storm may be, regardless what the case may be, regardless how good or how bad it may be, that we've got the strength and we've got the power, we've got the victory to live as victorious Christians. We're not debtors to this flesh, but we mortify, we crucify this flesh. We got to die out.